When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swinging a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Where is he?
Where is he? Back in town.
McMonagle here with you on this Tuesday morning. Take your phone calls for the next 3 hours till the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. I did that nice and slow to keep my calm, very much like Carlos Rodon. And I'm rhyming. How about this? We got Romley on the other side. And again, taking your phone calls here on The Fan this Tuesday morning all the way until 5 o'clock. And it could have been so perfect. Every team, and for you hockey fans, I'm sorry I didn't include them in my tweet. I understand it felt like today was a Met, Yankee, Jet kind of day. Yes, all the hockey teams played, and they all won. There was only one team that spoiled the bunch. And believe it or not, I feel like we have to start there because it feels like an open wound festering at the moment. The Yankees had a very nice win. The game was never really in doubt. The Mets get off the deck. They continue to do it. Lindor with the leadoff home run that set the tone for the rest of that game. The superstar playoff god that is Vientos. I promise, Mets fans, we're going to get to it. But I have to start with this miserable Jet team that I put so much into that I told everybody was going to the AFC Championship game. And now they're going to get off to this hot start with this lousy schedule they have. 2-4 with the season falling apart, already fired the coach. And you get this performance last night that, you know what, is the most frustrating one of all. I loved you most of all. So I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow. Because I got to tell you, the thing about the Jets is, over the last couple of weeks, we've fired a coach. We've had plenty of people to blame. We've had an offensive coordinator to blame, clearly a head coach to blame. But for me, it's been about the quarterback. And I don't know if you listen to me talk football, Giants and Jets. I tend to talk about the quarterbacks because, I don't know, they're the most important position in all of sports, arguably. And Aaron Rodgers hasn't played well enough. But here's what's frustrating about last night. The reason I predicted that they would be in the AFC Championship game, the reason we thought this team would break the streak of 13 consecutive years, is because when you look at this roster, they are talented. I still believe that. They are very, very talented. And you are having a quarterback come here in Aaron Rodgers where he didn't have to be MVP Aaron Rodgers. He just had to play the quarterback position at a level that Zach Wilson and all the schlubs of the past decade plus, if he just played to a level somewhat resembling Aaron Rodgers, this team could win. This team would win. That's how talented they are. And what's frustrating about last night is I honestly believe Aaron Rodgers played a very good football game. Was he perfect? No. Was he a Hall of Fame player last night? I don't know. No. But he threw for 300 yards. He threw two touchdown passes. He led the team into the red zone four different times. He hit five different receivers. He played well in this game. Well enough to win. But the same crap that I thought Aaron Rodgers could elevate this franchise from is still biting them in the ass every single week. Doesn't matter. I guess who are we going to blame the penalties on this week? It's not the coach. 11 penalties for 110 yards. And I know there's a lot of talk about, you know, this penalty's a bad penalty. That shouldn't be a roughing the passer, even against Rodgers. Fully admits it shouldn't have been a call against him. Buffalo had 11 penalties. The most penalized game in the NFL this season. And I have to tell you, I didn't see every single one. I'm a crazy Yankee fan in the middle of a post-game situation, game one of the ALDS. I've obviously watched the game. But my God, every time I turn around, every play, there's a flag. But it's the same crap from the New York Jets. 1-for-4 in the red zone. Missed opportunities. The guy falling down at the end of the game. Poor decisions from Breece Hall. But let's be honest, Breece Hall, who's been terrible the last few weeks. 113 yards in this game. The offense played much better. The defense didn't respond to their coach being fired at the beginning part of this game. And at the end of the game, with an opportunity to get the ball back, they can't make a play. They can't contain on a quarterback who clearly is going to keep the ball. Everyone knows he's going to try and make the play himself. That's how Buffalo runs it. And in a game where they had an opportunity at every which way, never mind the kicker who missed the 32-yard field goal. And don't tell me about wind. Not at 32. You want to tell me he missed a 55-yard field goal and it blew all over the place? Fine. Not at 32 yards. Zuerlein's been bad this year. And let's be honest, I know we don't like to put the blame on the kicker. I'm not saying we should. It's not his fault they lost this game. But let's be honest, if he makes a kick against Denver, they win that game. If he makes kicks in this game, it's a completely different season with a different feel to it. But as of right now, it's 2-4. Buffalo just took a big-time lead in this division with a win on the road against this Jet team. And it feels like, where the hell are the Jets? You heard Troy Aikman at the end of the game talk about it. Like, I don't know where the Jets go from here. Well, where else do they go? They go play Pittsburgh and try and turn their season around, because I think they're too freaking good to wallow in mediocrity, to wallow in 2-4. I still believe that. And it's one thing when Rodgers sucks. It's one thing when Hackett sucks. It's one thing when the offense is terrible and you lose a miserable game. You have no business losing to Denver, but you look like trash. And Rodgers looks old and hurt. That's fine. I'm not saying it's fine, but I'm saying I understand losing those games. When he throws for 300 yards, two touchdown passes, Hall runs for 113, you get 100 yards receiving from Wilson, 100 yards receiving from Lazard. You can't lose this game. You can't allow the same crap that has held the Jets down for years to still hold them down, even when Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback playing well. Playing well. Okay, not what our hopes and aspirations were that he could be, but well enough. That's still the best quarterback game this team has seen in a decade. And you got Tyron Smith looking completely washed up, holding penalties that negate touchdowns. Just the same crap. He was supposed to elevate them. The power of belief. I talked about it over and over again. How does this same crap happen? How do they still have bad delay of game penalties? 11 penalties, and I don't care. Don't tell me they're all bad. 11! They have no business losing this game. And I know Buffalo's a good team. I know Buffalo's a good team, and they missed kicks as well, an extra point. I understand that. But this Jet team had every opportunity to win this football game, every single one. And they literally fall down. Like, when they have a chance to make a play, was it a great throw? Did he give his? It wasn't a great throw, but he gave Williams a chance to make the play. He doesn't do it. They had opportunities. This defense has an opportunity to give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. The kicker has an opportunity to tie the game. They can't. They just, for whatever reason. And listen, I thought the offense looked better. I don't think the defense responded to Robert Saleh being fired, but I think the offense kind of responded. They had their best opening drive in forever. Like, I thought the offense looked good. The the play calling was better. The run game clearly took a huge step up from where it's been over the last couple of weeks. I thought Rodgers played a much better game. I thought everything, like, I thought they responded to the Hackett demotion. I thought the offense had a pep in its step, and they still too many penalties at the inopportune time. The offensive line looking completely awful. Smith just looks, I mean, it's a bad scene right now with Tyron Smith. It's just a bad, he was terrible in this game, the penalties, all of it. Aaron Rodgers getting beat up back there, but still, again, if you told me that Rodgers throws for two touchdowns, throws for 294 yards, Wilson gets 100, Lazard gets 100, Hall runs for 113 yards, that's a game they're supposed to win. That's a game this defense is supposed to have them in a position to win. And still they lose. Like, it's so frustrating, and now you're trying to figure out where this team is moving forward at 2-4 with the season on the brink. Make no mistake. You know, you can come back, you can come from behind 2-4. I don't know about the wild card situation. I still think the division's in play. You know, you're going to go play Pittsburgh. You're going to go play New England. The Jets have an opportunity to get back into things. But it's just amazing to me that this is still a game they lose. After all this, after everything that's happened, after Rodgers coming here to save this franchise, he plays a game like this. And again, I don't want to make it seem like Rodgers was unbelievable, but he was good enough. These are games they're supposed to win. That's why I remember Evan screaming, and I've been saying it too. This is why he's brought here. He's brought here to win this game against Buffalo with the division on the line, to go to 3-3 in first place and feeling completely different than you feel this morning as a Jet fan. And he played well enough to do it, but he's getting his ass kicked. He makes just enough mistakes. I'm not saying he was perfect. The guys are falling down around him. The aging Hall of Fame caliber left tackle is getting his ass kicked. They're still making dumb penalties. The defense still breaks at the wrong freaking time and can't secure an opportunity for Aaron Rodgers one last time. Like, it's just the same crap. I thought they looked far better than they've looked in the last couple of weeks, but it's still the same things dragging them down. And I got to be honest, we'll play the clip a little bit later. Hearing, you know, I don't know how many people turn to the Manning cast. I do sometimes. I never do when it's either the Giants or the Jets. I want to focus on the game. But other teams, I'll turn to the Manning cast and have some fun with it. I think they do a good job. But to hear Bill Belichick and Peyton Manning on the Manning cast talking about how early it was to fire Robert Saleh, and to talk about how the defense hasn't responded, and to talk about how it's still all the penalties holding them back while he's gloating in it and literally saying, oh, you know, I'm no Jet fan, but Saleh had this team ready to play. Saleh had this, Saleh had that. Now, I don't know if it's true or if it's just Belichick trolling, but my God, as you're watching this team lose the same way they have lost year after year, Wilson or Rodgers, it doesn't matter. Saleh or Ulbrich, it doesn't matter. And watching Bill Belichick in the wings talking with Peyton and Eli Manning about how what a great job Robert Saleh did and it was too early to fire him while you're still losing the same ways you blame the coach for losing. I mean, this is only the Jets. Only the freaking Jets. It is amazing. The negative cloud, I joke that they are a planet that literally has a gravitational pull for crap. They have nothing but these crap satellites circling around them. It never freaking ends. It never ends. You got, obviously, you could use a pass rusher now. I mean, they get no pass rush. You got that situation with Haason Reddick circling around your planet, Devontae Adams circling around your planet, Aaron Rodgers doing God knows what, saying God knows what, got the coach fired, the coach situation, Hackett, how terrible of an offensive coordinator, Bill Belichick taking shots from the sidelines, just all of it circulating around a planet that no matter who gets near it, whether it be Aaron Rodgers or anybody else, they get sucked in. And on a night where we celebrated the New York Mets, or day, should I say, where we celebrated the New York Mets getting off the deck when a lot of their fans were afraid about that first game, embarrassed by that first game, shouldn't have started Senga, this thing could run away quickly. Instead, they put their foot in the ground and their hero, their MVP, their guy, the guy they brought here to change who the Mets were. And I know it's taken a couple of years, but they bring him in here. And what does he do? Lead off home run and change immediately the feeling around this team, the feeling around this city, the feeling around Los Angeles. And they tie their series. Vientos with the grand slam. We'll get to it. Manaea with another good pitching performance. They're coming back home doing what they had to do and get the sweep. Then you get to Carlos Rodon shutting up everybody. Oh, why is he starting in this game? He should be the fourth starter. I can't take it. This guy sucks. They're better against right-handed pitching anyway. What a mistake by Boone and Cashman. They're a bunch of idiots. He goes out there and has 25 swings and misses, dominates Cleveland, wins game one. The Yankees get enough. Stanton hits home runs. Soto has his first Yankee playoff home run. They beat Cleveland in game one. Weaver's unbelievable. He got police-acked on MLB Network saying he's the best reliever in baseball at the moment. Everything's going great, and the same crap cloud surrounds the Jets. They got all three hockey teams winning, and there's the Jets giving you the same crap they have given you since 1969. That's probably hyperbole, but I went there. 98? I don't know, but it's the same crap, man. Even Aaron Rodgers can't pull them through. Unbelievable. 888-808-1019. So, Jet fans, let's go. How's your season feeling? 2-4. You done? You dead? You fed up? Aaron Rodgers sucks. This thing's a disaster. Blow it up. Blow the whole damn thing up. Why would you trade for Devontae Adams at this point? All of it? Or is there some optimism that the offense did play better, that Aaron Rodgers did look better? If they could ever figure out a way to block for him, they could, you know, they might have a chance. Pittsburgh's offense sucks. If you could ever just put forth a somewhat of a decent offensive performance and find a way to beat Pittsburgh, it's followed up by New England, and you got an opportunity to get the season back on track. We'll get to the baseball, obviously. We'll talk Yankees with a big game one victory with Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight to give them a 2-0 lead, hopefully, looking to pitch them to a 2-0 lead, and the Mets do what they do best. And freaking respond. And immediately. The team is unbelievable. They're unbelievable. 888-808-1019. So we got the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good, the baseball, the bad, the Jets, the ugly Rami Lavi on the other side. 888. I was just a shot. Needless. I just couldn't come up with ugly, so I went there. 888-808-101. He's actually very striking. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan, taking your phone calls all the way to 5 o'clock. Right here on The Fan.